News, I'm Ben Thomas. Colorado's Supreme Court has banned former President Trump from the state's presidential primary ballot under the Constitution's Insurrection Clause. Norman Hall has details.
The ruling marks the first time in history that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment has been used to disqualify a presidential candidate. Colorado's highest court overturned a ruling from a district court judge who found that Trump incited an insurrection for his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. But that judge said Trump could not be barred from the ballot because it was unclear that the provision was intended to cover the presidency. The court stayed its decision until January 4th, or until the U.S. Supreme Court rules on the case. I'm Norman Hall.
Civil rights organizations have filed a lawsuit challenging Texas's new law that would allow police to arrest migrants suspected of crossing the border illegally and permit local judges to order them to leave the U.S. On Capitol Hill, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says progress is being made on a bill that includes more aid for Ukraine and Israel and more money for border security.
The most complicated part of it, actually, is the border. I think we haven't passed a significant immigration bill since Reagan's second term. And so this is not easy.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden wants a bipartisan bill.
He's encouraged by the discussions that we've been seeing. There is progress that is happening. And the president also believes that we need to fix immigration.
President Biden himself spoke at the funeral for the first woman to serve on the Supreme Court, calling Sandra Day O'Connor a trailblazer who helped
empower generations of women in every part of American life, including the court itself. Helping to open doors, secure freedoms, and prove that a woman can not only do anything a man can do, but many times do it a heck of a lot better.
This is AP News. California regulators have approved new rules that would let water agencies recycle wastewater. Ed Donahue has details.
It could mean the water in California used to flush a toilet could be recycled through the kitchen faucet. For decades, it's been a struggle to find reliable sources of drinking water.
We live in California, where the drought happens all the time, and with climate change, it will only get worse.
At the Santa Clara Valley Water District, Kirsten Struve says it may not sound pleasing, but recycled water is super clean. Colleague Lakeisha Bryant says it's a three-step process.
Microfiltration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light disinfection, and the water is pure water at the end.
This is not a requirement. California is just the second state to allow wastewater to tap water, following Colorado. I'm Ed Donahue.
Thank you, Ed. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.